Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reatha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Well, good morning, Jim.
Hello, Reatha. Boy,
and what
did you get the wake-up call? The breaking news or wake-up call?
Yeah, what a morning it is, because I woke up rocking and rolling here in Southern California. We had an earthquake, folks, but no alarm. We have not fallen into the ocean. It was just a little wake-up call.
We're still here. They said it was a 4.4, and I think it was about 6:25 it happened. And, yeah, I was watching the news, and the set, I didn't feel anything out here in Orange County, but the set on the Channel 5 news was shaking around, and the people got up and got underneath their desk.
Well, I definitely felt it here, and I happened to have moved back to where I lived at the time of the last major earthquake, and so it was kind of a flashback for me to feel the earth move all by itself again. But we are okay, so everybody back east.
Largest since Northridge, but it wasn't too bad. What they call it was a slip, strike-slip fault. And that's when two sections, they move horizontally compared to the normal or thrust fault, and they move up and down. So that's the difference. There's your lesson in plate tectonics.
Right. And it's actually about time for us to have a big one. I'm kind of hoping that was our big one. We get one about every 20 years. So if that's true, we're right on target. And I'll be happy if a 4.4 is the biggest I get for the next 20 years.
Well, yeah, we don't want to scare people that live out of the state, because I've been here 37 years.
Do. Yes, we do. We would like them to stay exactly where they are. They can continue to freeze exactly where they are. We do not need them here in California. It shook this morning. People on the East Coast, don't come.
We broke into the ocean.
But
and it is still snowing back in the Midwest and the East Coast.
Our hot topics.
Hot topic time.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, this morning, I want to talk just a little bit about that missing plane. You know, they still don't really know what's gone on with that. That's scary.
They don't know where it's at. They had a CIA expert made a statement that they feel like there was some something that happened. Somebody did take it away, take it off course. And he also said that they didn't believe the co-pilot should be 27 years old. He wasn't experienced enough. But, they think there was some something that happened there.
Well, Jim, between you and I think it was aliens. I think it's
could've
going
been aliens.
To be discovered that it was the first alien encounter, that they just zipped that plane right up out the air. Now, that's
well, that happens
between
a lot
me
in
you.
California.
Yeah. But that's
especially
between
after
me
the
and
after
you.
Parties.
Don't share that. And then my other hot topic, did you hear about Lady Gaga this week?
What happened with Lady Gaga? Not that I don't follow her every day, but what happened, Ray?
She totally lost her mind. Now, I know some of our listeners may be having breakfast, so this is a alert. Close your ears for a couple of seconds. She actually had a woman regurgitate on her on stage and called that performance art. They've lost their mind, Jim. The generation has lost their mind. They thought we had lost our minds when our musicians were breaking up instruments on stage. But this is insane. And the news actually covered it as news. And unfortunately, I'm even talking about it. Lady Gaga, honey, talk to your mother. Get some better friends. Do something. That is not performance art. That's just nasty.
Well,
moving on, because I don't want to dwell on that. What are your hot topics this week, Jim?
Well, we're going to switch over from Lady Gaga to, I was going to mention today, Happy St. Patrick's Day. You know, I mean, it's the Green Day. Chicago dyes its rivers green, and you know, my other hot topic is going to be on how baby boomers go online. So today they're going online to see what's going on with St. Patrick's Day. To give you a little background, he was born around 385 AD in Britain. When he was 16, he was kidnapped by raiders that went into his village, and they took him out over to Ireland, and he wound up as a slave over there, and he was a herdsman. And during those years, he decided to give up his life for his faith to God, and he heard a voice in his dreams, and it said, "Leave, there's a ship waiting for you." And he took off, traveled 200 miles, and actually found a ship, and they said he could get on board, and he traveled to his hometown, and then he went to St. Martin of Tours in France to study, and the rest is all history. Here we are today. So,
we all get to be a little Irish today.
A little Irish, yeah. But,
And it was really funny this morning. I thought that during the earthquake, there were reporters at bars at 6:30 in the morning because they've already started celebrating St. Paddy's Day.
I think their conversation goes, I can't tell you how messed up I got last night. That's not the words they use, but it just continues the next day. But,
my goodness.
Yeah.
Right up to our first commercial break.
Commercial time. Thank you for being on point.
Hi, I'm Rita Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discolorations, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.rethagray.nerium.com. That's RETHAGREY.NERIUM.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Jim, I am so excited about our guest today. She is a working actress, which is rare in Hollywood. There are lots of actresses, but a lot of them aren't working. She's a working actress. She's a voiceover talent for over 30 years. She's a director for 16 years, and she's been a writer, and she's a producer. And I had the privilege and honor of seeing her in her latest project that she directed and is acting in yesterday, and I'm going to let her tell us about it, but I got to tell you, I had a great time yesterday. Iona,
cool.
Are you with us?
Hi, Iona.
She's not on with us yet.
Okay, well, you know, you mentioned, and if I remember correctly, Aretha, wasn't she the voice, you know, I'm kind of a sci-fi person, wasn't she the voice in Storm, as Storm in X-Men? Spider-Man.
She's
that's some
been,
big movies. She's voiceover.
She's been in the voiceover business in so many things. She's done sci-fi shows. She's done superhero stuff, which I think is really exciting. Because how many people actually do superhero stuff?
Well, come on, Rita. You don't watch all the superhero stuff, do you?
Oh, I love the superhero
stuff.
Watch
baking shows and things like that?
Oh, yeah.
Ask
me the last time I cooked. Okay.
Well, I admit, though, when X-Men comes on and Spider-Man, I mean, I like that stuff. It's kind of fun. But you know what, Reith? I don't like watching how they make the stuff. I don't like seeing the Starship Enterprise on a string floating through a dark room and they're filming it. It takes the fun out of it for me. As far as I'm concerned, that ship is really out there and Captain Kirk is really doing his thing, or he was. back then.
Well, exactly. And she was actually on one of the original Star Treks. So I hope we get her on the line.
She was? I think I saw that, yeah. She was, let's see, who was it? I forgot the voice, but I do know that she was Medusa on the Fantastic Four, and she was Storm on X-Men and Spider-Man. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. But I mean,
I didn't even
really
know they had that.
In cartoon form?
Well,
were you
now,
the
are
one
we talking cartoons? Or?
We're talking cartoons. She was the voice of Storm.
Well, I don't want to see the backgrounds as far as I'm concerned. Even the cartoons are real.
you
know,
sound like a
I'll
man after my own heart.
Well, you know, let me know, Aretha. You have the schedule there because I've got so much stuff here. I've got papers all over, and there's so much interesting stuff. But
I hope Iona phones in because I got to tell you, I went to see the play Sassy Mamas yesterday.
Sassy Mama, how was it?
It was sold out. It was absolutely fabulous. I laughed until I cried, and then I cried until I laughed again.
The best medicine.
It was an absolute fabulous show. Every woman who's over 40 years old needs to go watch that play. It's playing at Theater. It's at 5041 West Pico Boulevard in Los Angeles. It's playing the next 3 days it'll be playing is March 28th, 29th, and 30th. And you got to buy your tickets in advance. I got to tell you, I almost didn't get in. There was standing room only to see this play, and it's well-deserved. It's absolutely brilliant. It really is. Did I hear Iona come on the line?
Hello,
no,
Iona. Are you there?
I hope she didn't get knocked out by the earthquake.
Well, you know, you mentioned you know, Iona's a famous voice on a lot of the fantasy situations. But, you know, I'll tell you, the fantasy is becoming so real now, you can't tell the difference. I was in a store the other day, and Aretha, I was watching this, whatever it was. I think it was a game thing. And I thought I was, and I was like 2 feet away. I thought I was looking at real people.
I know.
Until the guy kind of jumped 10 feet, I thought, oh, you know. But other than that, the face and the movements, I thought they were real.
I know. They really do look real. It's amazing. And Iona's also been a voice on a game, which is really kind of cool,
big,
too.
Aretha, it is so big. I can't tell you how that game industry is going crazy. I mean, they're taking over the world, it seems. But the realism of this stuff, it's not like the old Pong games. Well, I don't know if you remember that, but a long time ago, they had, you know, the little stick figure come out and he hit the ball. And now when the guy comes out to play tennis, it looks like a real player.
Oh, now you're talking my speed. Pong is the last game that I could play successfully. That and Pac-Man.
there you go. That's
Pac-Man.
Fun. I mean, Pac-Man, Pong. You know,
absolutely,
here's my problem with this stuff. You're going to have to come over and show me how to do this because I can play the old Atari games and the old Mario jumping around. But these new ones, when you turn it on, I can't even get the guy riding on his horse. You have to program everything, and I don't know.
Oh, well, I don't have – my thumbs don't move quick enough. I don't know how the kids move their thumbs around that quickly. It's absolutely amazing to me.
I talked to a nurse at a hospital. And she's in the maternity ward, and I don't know if people are going to believe this, but she said it's true. She said the thumb joints are actually getting longer on infants being born now.
It's evolution. I mean, I don't believe
evolution.
I evolved from a monkey, but I do believe that we evolve to adapt to the things that are going on. So I can buy that. That's possible.
Well, yeah, not that we're evolving from anything, but she's saying because of people using their thumbs and
exactly.
holding these things, whatever they are, you know, the control pads, it's adjusting or something. But, boy, these kids today are amazing with these games, the way they play, and I can't even get the thing started. My horse is still sitting there. He can't ride through town. He's got to ride through the town shooting the bad guys, right? But first, you've got to mount the horse and get him to move.
Well, that's just it. And some of these games are so violent that it really is quite scary that the children are playing these games. And then some of them are growing up and they're trying to act it out, too. And that's not very good.
Well, Aretha, you remember the report we did. You know, guys, there's a lot of archive shows. You can get a lot of information from Aretha and I. And one of the reports was about the effect some of these movies have. And now you're mentioning the games, too, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
What is it called? Where they steal the cars or something?
Grand Theft Auto. And they steal cars and they run over people and they shoot people and it's really, really bad. But switching back to Sassy Mamas, which is much more fun than Grand Theft Auto. And in Sassy Mamas, it's about mature women.
Hello.
Well, Iona, happy we got you.
Hi, Iona.
Let me tell you guys, please forgive me. We had an emergency with the show. And my producer was on the line, but I'm so glad to be back with you.
Oh, well,
the roof didn't fall in on you, did it?
The roof didn't fall on, but you would have thought it had.
Well, you know what? I you didn't know it, but I was there for the show yesterday.
Oh, you were?
And it was awesome. I've been telling them how fabulous it was, how I laughed till I cried, and I cried till I laughed again. And you were absolutely fabulous.
Oh, and thank you.
And one of the cast members had been substituted, and she was fabulous.
Yes.
I can't imagine any crisis that happened with the show that you couldn't possibly fix. And I've already told them that the show runs March 28th, 29th, and 30th of this month at Theater.
Yes.
And they need to call and get reservations because I almost didn't get in because I thought I could just waltz right in there. But that wasn't true. So they need to call 1-800-838-3006 in order to make reservations in order to get a seat. But,
yes.
Iona, we've been talking about all the wonderful stuff you did, but why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Let me see, I've been an actress since I think I came out of the womb, and a writer, I'm a poet, and I've written a lot of one-person shows, one about my father, which I'm sure we'll talk about later, and also I've been directing for about the past 15 years, because I just love taking a script and telling the whole story, because as an actor, you only get your piece of the story.
And you know what? I just realized you Iona, but I didn't say you were Iona Morris.
Iona Morris.
You mentioned your father, who was?
Yes. Greg Morris from Mission Impossible, the original series.
Right.
You are Hollywood royalty.
And your brother?
Yes, ma'am. My brother is Phil Morris, is on Love That Girl, and he also just booked a pilot that they shot for ABC, and unfortunately, with my schedule, I'm thankful he built the pilot. He booked it. I don't know the name of the show. I can't tell you, but Phil was, I'll give you a fun fact about him. He was the lawyer on Seinfeld, Jackie Child.
Oh, my. Well, your family has been in Hollywood for a long time, and there's not a lot of black family Hollywood royalty around, so that's awesome. What was it like growing up in Hollywood with a famous dad?
You know, I have to tell you, growing up, it was fun because we got to travel and meet a lot of wonderful people, Lena Horne, Frank Sinatra, just tons of people, but it was not the easiest because most of the time you were the only black person in the room.
You felt like a thumb at a finger convention, huh?
It was always difficult because you didn't see someone who looked like you. And as a kid growing up at that time I was in the 70s, it was challenging. And also, I don't think it matters what color your parent is, but when you grow up with a famous parent, you're looking for your own identity.
Mm.
That is the real struggle.
Wouldn't that be even more so because you had a famous parent?
Yes.
Doesn't that make it hard?
Yes, yes, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter what nationality you are. It really is that because you get used to a couple of things. You get used to a certain life. When you go out on that your own, you can't afford that life yet. You don't realize what it takes to get there. And then you're in the shadow of, yes, I'm Iona Morris, Greg Morris's daughter. So now you're trying to just say, I'm who I am.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you certainly have carved your own way. I saw that you were in the original Star Trek.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I sure was. It was a famous episode called Miri, where all the kids were over 200 years old.
I saw that.
Yeah, it was the Grumps, 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 where we all chanted.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. That's
I'm sorry,
amazing.
Say that again. Yeah.
That's
oh,
one of
gosh.
My favorites. You were one of the kids.
Yeah, it's very famous. And I also then did another Star Trek.
Voyager.
Right, Voyager.
Now, are
that's
you kind
amazing.
Of on set with this? Or are you kind of like, you know, in the sound stage and are you with the set or how does that work when you do that?
With Star Trek?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right on the set. As a matter of fact, I'm a Trekkie. So Are you Trekkie? The longest walk in my life was walking from the opening of Paramount to my dressing room because I was in heaven. Oh, my God, here I am on Star Trek. I was in makeup for 4 hours. I was in heaven. I loved it. And it's a wonderful experience.
We were talking about how we like to keep it real.
Well, you've worked on so many things that are so exciting. Just name a few of the other things that you've done. I'm just in awe.
Cold Case and I Was the Killer. Ooh, that was fun.
Oh, my.
Law and Order, Los Angeles. That was a real fun role. I was a judge. I used to recur on As the World Turns, the soap opera. General Hospital, Hill Street Blues from years ago, Murder, She Wrote, Moesha, I recurred on Martin, and several guest star roles.
Awesome. Well, I had said earlier before you came on that you are a working actress, and that's obviously very true. And just looking at your body of work is really amazing, and you've won some NAACP awards?
Yes. Yes, I've won. I think two, actually. One for best one-woman show, and also an ensemble award for play Up the Mountain I did many years ago. And the old drama log. Do you remember the drama log you got?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
I won two drama log awards as well for acting.
Well, I've got to tell you, your performance in Sassy Ladies is just brilliant. As I was sitting in the audience, I thought, oh, if Iona ever does this again and she doesn't want to play that part, I'll play that part. And then I thought, no, I won't because I can't top her performance. But it was
now,
so
Iona,
fun.
You a sassy lady?
I'm a sizzle lady.
She is. And I don't want to I don't want to give anything away. But
well, go
there
ahead.
They're talking about cougars, and anyone who knows me, cougars are all right with me. And Iona makes the perfect cougar.
Iona's a cougar, all right. Got a party with you guys.
My character is a cougar. It's wonderful to be an actress. You get to work with all kinds of cute men.
And there are some delightful cute men on that show, too.
Yes. But, you know, with the same of it being called Sassy Mamas, the one thing...
Sassy Mamas.
Sassy Mamas had heart and also was had something the women were going through. So though you may laugh, wouldn't you agree about this, the women still were going through some things in their lives.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why I said I laughed till I cried and then I cried until I laughed.
Good.
It moves you from one emotion to the next. And I just said that every woman over 40 needs to see this show. Because sometimes I think we think we're alone, and we're not.
Yeah.
No, no.
Yes.
More women than men.
Yes, but we think we're going through the change and going through these crises alone. But it's kind of common to women our age.
It really is, and I want the younger people also to know that younger people come to see the show and love it because they're inspired. They know they're still going to be beautiful after they hit 30.
And there are some beautiful women in this show.
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad you came yesterday to see it. That's fabulous.
I'm so glad, too. I really enjoyed it. And you're right, everybody should see it because it's just, first of all, it's a full-length play. I didn't realize that. It's a three-hour play, and it's just brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. It's written by Celeste Bedford Walker.
Yes.
And it's directed by Iona Morris.
Yes.
And it's just brilliant.
Thank you.
You sound like a busy lady, I'll tell you. Produced the director and everything and the voiceovers. So was Storm in the Fantastic Four? Well, that must have been kind of fun when you did the voiceovers for who was it? Storm in X-Men and Medusa in the Fantastic Four?
Oh, yeah, they were great fun. As a matter of fact, my brother is a comic book nut. And when I got the job as Storm, I said, honey, I got this role to do the character of someone called Storm. And he was crazy for it. He pulled out all these comic books with his white gloves on.
Oh, yeah.
You know that, right? You got your gloves on. And I didn't realize what a character I would be voicing. I enjoyed it very much.
Well, Iona, I want to thank you for joining us. And it's like I said, it's a delight. I want to encourage everyone to go see Sassy Mamas at Theater.
Yeah.
Call for reservations at 800-838-3006. And Iona, I cannot thank you enough for the joy I got from seeing the performance and to talking to you today.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling in, Iona.
Thank
you. And I want to inspire everyone to follow your dream and your passion. It's all possible.
There you go.
Absolutely. And that brings
Sounds
us up
good.
To our next commercial break.
Thank you, Iona.
Elysium Entertainment presents the Hot Topic Fashion Show, Saturday, March 29th, Stanley Park Convention Center, located at 18451 Convention Center Drive in Stanley Park. Hosted by No Limits own Romeo Miller and Rome Everything Clothing.
Yo, what up, Shot City? It's your boy, Romeo Miller. Come out to the Hot Topic Fashion Show on March 29th at the Stanley Park Convention Center.
What's good, Chicago? It's your girl, Diamond. Hot Topic Fashion Show, March 29th. It's official.
It's been one. Come out to the Hot Topic Fashion Show, March 29th at the Stanley Park Convention Center.
What's up? This your boy Chris from All About Chris TV Show. Hot Topic Fashion Show. See you there.
It's your girl Yandy, and I will be in the building at the Hot Topic Fashion Show March 29th at the Tinley Park Convention Center.
Doors open at 6 p.m. Showtime is at 7 p.m. Music by DJ Bam and DJ Tysco. Purchase tickets at hottopicfashion.eventbrite.com. That's hottopicfashion.eventbrite.com. Call or text 312-884-9138 for more info. That's 312-884-9138.
Sponsored by Chicago's own Elisa Carmel.
Now, that's a Hot Topic Fashion Show in Chicago, Illinois. So if you happen to be in California, you might want to take a plane to Chicago for March 29th. I'm just saying. Now, you know what?
You're just saying.
I'm going to have to slip out, but we're going to have a bonus time today, and I'm going to leave you with your next guest. So this is a bonus time of Baby Boomers Live, and I will see you next week.
Iona was so cool. That was interesting. Well, thank you, Aretha, and you go off and have a good day today and be safe.
Okay, you too, and don't shake too much if the earth shakes again.
Well, we'll keep it all cool here.
Okay.
Here I am. We had a great call in from Iona, and she's been the voice for so many movies and it's really interesting, and there's so much more we could hear from her, what goes on behind the scenes, and all these, you know, the Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, X-Men, what happens. It's really interesting. But we can give you so much with the time we have. And I'm just going to touch on a little bit of what I talked about last week. This was my Jim's gem. It's about retirement and how secure we are, or how we're really not that secure. Here's one of the reports I had. I'm going to kind of reiterate from last week about how we worked for 30, 40, or even 50 years, and now we have our nest egg, everything we've built up in our IRAs, equity, savings, rental income, and so on and so forth, if you remember from my last report. And I also told you, think novi provovi, I trust but verify, when you're dealing with some people, because we have situations where, retirement people, baby boomers, our seniors will be approached by certain people to invest maybe a small amount of money, and that amount will grow and grow until they actually wind up taking a lot of their savings. What you don't want to happen is have a lifetime of savings lost in bad investments. And I'm just going to go over this again. My own definition of a bad investment place, you maybe think of putting your money that has not been thoroughly researched or gone over thoroughly by you and talk to family, friends, whoever, but have somebody in there who knows the business, who's an expert in the field. Again, I say don't put all your eggs in one basket. I did this in Katrina with my properties down in Florida and Biloxi. And, you know, I lost a lot of homes down there with one little hour storm. And you have to spread things out. You have the Great Recession. You had people put a lot of money in their IRAs and so on and so forth. Stocks and bonds, and look what can happen there. There's so many scenarios that come up. For baby boomers, one of the most depressing aspects of the Great Recession has been watching their retirement dreams slip away. Instead of inheriting wealth their parents took more than 60 years to accumulate, boomers can only watch as this one-time large sum is just depleted by a combination of rising expenses, small yields, and longer lives with higher medical costs. We're living longer, but we have more ailments. You wouldn't think that 10 years ago, $1 million put in the bank for retirement would generate barely enough money and enough income for a modest lifestyle. That's not counting the cruises and golf vacations and so on. So all this is very surprising to us as we sit there with our, some of us, money in the bank or our equity and our IRAs or whatever you have. Things can happen. While their parents worry about running out of money, if they live in their 80s or 90s, baby boomers are getting squeezed from the other end as their children graduate college with poor job prospects, worthless degrees, or... Yet these are the generation of 30 and 40-year-olds that may have a hard time knowing financial security. Yet they are going to be the ones that have to pay the baby boomer Social Security and Medicare if these funds become depleted. You know, there's just so much that, okay, we're 60, 65, it's time to take a break, we have our money in the bank. My neighbors had worked for 45, 50 years. I thought the house was paid for. They never missed a tick there. And I find out they're moving, and I said, John, what's going on? He said, well, we had to short sale our house. And what I didn't know is they were taking money out for medical issues they had until they got to the point where they could no longer afford their home. So in the future, we will have more details on what to invest in and so on and so forth, living longer and our parents and so on and so forth. But for now... what I'd like to do is bring in someone. Do we have Dave on the air? Okay. We have. I have someone that's an expert in the field of retirement, and you know where to put your money in, the best places to put it. He's actually has classes. His name is Dave Jones, and if he's not on yet, he might be in a meeting, but. The scenario is, if we don't get his call in now, we'll have him in next week. And he has 20 different tapes. And these tapes, what they do is they teach you different
okay,
ways
baby
to...
boomers, it's time it's for Jim from Jim.
Okay, that's my introduction to my gem that I'm talking about. On the retirement issue, Dave is someone that has, oh, maybe, I don't know, he'll let us know, 20 or 25 free lessons, free tapes, and he gives us these pointers on what to do. And, you know, my point is there's so many things that we don't, as, like I mentioned last time, if you want to give God a left, tell him your plans. Myself included, and I know so many people that they've worked for a long time, and they're in a situation where they're going to go out golfing and go on trips and everything, but you don't know. Your children may wind up having certain issues. Maybe the college they went to was a great college, but everything's not panning out the way they thought. Maybe with their degrees, they're not earning an income that they thought they would wind up getting. So here you're set with what you thought you had, and now all of a sudden you have to take care of your kids or your grandkids with issues that come up. And I think we might have my friend Dave Jones. Dave, are you on?
Yes, I'm here, Jim. Can you hear me?
Okay, now Dave is someone who I've learned over a period of time that the knowledge I have and some of the information I've read, sometimes, well, like the old saying, knowledge or lack of it can be very costly. And I hooked up with Dave. I went to a little event they had. Just sitting there through the introduction, I learned a lot. How we can make mistakes, and we can also get guidance, right, Dave? And with the people our age, it's better to take the right path.
That's correct. And can you hear me okay, Jim?
We can hear you fine. So give us a little insight on some of the mistakes we're making and what do you think some of the right moves would be if we're sitting here at this point and we have saved up, oh, whatever amount of money in our IRA or KEO or our savings account or we have it in equity, maybe some of the goods and bads. Which direction should we go with that?
Well, I tell you what, Jim, I really agree with what you said. There are a lot of problems and a lot of issues out there right now. And I think one of the things that most people don't even understand is that through all of the seminars that we give and all of the clients that we have or the coming in, we have seen this happen over the years. We've been doing this since 1990, financial planning for seniors. And one of the things that we've noticed at this point, the majority of seniors that are at 65 years or older are at a point where they can't retire now at 65 years old because of the types of issues and problems that you were just mentioning earlier.
Well, that's just it. I mean, the combination, like I was saying, of the rising expenses that people didn't anticipate, it's very easy to sit there at a certain age and say, okay, let's cut out this for medical expenses and we'll cut out a little bit of this for, you know, home repairs. Like, for instance, a lot of boomers have time now, so they're putting their money into home repairs and they cut out some for vacations. And then all of a sudden they find out it's not, and this is so, I've run into this so often. What you write down, like, for instance, you've had somebody build maybe a deck on your house, and they're telling you, well, this should take a week, and it should cost you $5,000. Well, in actuality, it takes you 3 weeks, and it costs you $15,000. You know, what we anticipate usually never comes to fruition. And that's where they come to you, and they say, hey, here I am. I'm 63 or 65, you know, whatever the stats are. A lot of people say, when should I retire? When should I take that step? And then they're sitting, and after a few years, they realize, well, that nest egg I had is not panning out. So that's where you would come into play. And that's probably what you've seen, and you've probably had people come at you and say, well, this is where we're at, and we're getting a little nervous because we're 68 years old, and we retired when we were in our, let's say, 62 or 65, and in 3 or 4 years they found out it's not going as planned. Have you seen that, Dave?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, when you're, Jim, when you're in your 40s, let's say you're 42, 43 years old and you're planning for your retirement and you're looking at making the amount of money that you need to live on down the road, well, you're looking at the cost of things at that time and the value of the dollar back at that time frame. And now that we're 25 years further ahead now, what we've seen is that the value of the dollar is actually going down compared to the cost of goods and services, and people's living standard has been greatly reduced on the amount of money that they have saved. And so, yes, that's part of the reason why we do the seminars and make these available to seniors all over Orange County. And then now, of course, as you mentioned earlier, we're doing this education online because we can only reach so many people in our offices in San Diego and Orange County. And so that's why we're doing these training classes, these DVDs that they can look at, the videos online and learn. So that's one of the things that we've just recently developed, and we feel like that's doing really a tremendous amount of service to the seniors that are out there. They're finding the same issues that you're talking about, and they just don't know where to go or what to do. And many of the seniors that are out there literally don't have the financial ability to hire a professional financial planner. And so that's why we came up with this free online series of educational materials that they can learn the basics and really start getting a good handle on what they need to get done in their life.
Well, you're really stepping out on this because that is one of the issues. Because people may be sitting there thinking, well, geez, I really would like to meet with a financial advisor planner, but that's another expense. And yet, here you're coming out by saying we have all this. We have these free tapes and introduction, and I say tapes, they're CDs or whatever. And you have this, plus what you spend is you have a great return on that because they're going to say, geez, I'm glad I got that tip. Because now I'm going to be saving $10,000. You know, it's just like when you buy a home. If you know the proper procedure, you could save $200,000-$300,000 by changing, well, this could be on a different show, by changing the way you pay your mortgage. Now, we're going back to younger generations very often. But you know what I mean? Like if you make double payments, if you pay biweekly, you can wind up paying off your mortgage 7 years earlier. Well, you know where I'm coming from with this, but we will bring that up in another show. But
And that's what we're finding out there, Jim, is that if you make these plans earlier, then the long term that it has to build up and take effect will be much better for them as they get to retirement age. Now, this is one of the things that we also emphasize as well for seniors today, is talk to your children and let them know that while they are now in their 40s, that they should be making plans based on the type of information we're talking about here, not just looking at what it costs today, but figuring out what it's going to be in the future and what kind of retirement savings do they need to make. And but that is something that needs to take place now for their children so that when they reach 65, then they will be better prepared and able to then retire and have a better plan for their lifetime retirement.
And now, I would imagine, like in so many technologies and so many different professions, you really have to stay on top of things because everything changes so much. Like Nixon stopped the gold standard in the 70s, and 30, 40 years later, that usually affects the country. So you have to stay on top of where the dollar's going and so on and so forth, and because you want to give the right advice, right?
That's correct, and that's the only way that you can do it is to be in this every day, looking at it and watching everything that's going on and continuing to learn and then presenting the information to the seniors. So that's what we do, and we've been doing that since 1990, and we have seen a lot of changes, Jim, since 1990.
Well, we only have a few seconds left, Dave, and I appreciate you coming on, and we want to have you on again because it's just it's so interesting and it's so necessary. You know.
Yes,
but,
it is.
Anyway, we're down to closing time again. I want to meet with you, and we'll have you on the show again. And there's just so much we want to talk about. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Jim, for having me on.
All right. Thank you, everyone, from Reith and I, for coming on the show and go on our archive shows.
Find a way.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Lisa Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.com on Blog Talk Radio.